Trying to.
No, I know we can bring him in, but I mean, just introduce us and you know, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, because we're live or about to, people are tuned or
We're
whatever.
live. Hey, we're live.
We are live for right now. I want to
Hello,
welcome.
YouTube.
Hello, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Sorry? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, what a world, what a life. Live on YouTube.
Okay. Hey, Rock Breath. Hey, very, it's a good thing we have our smallest crowd tonight. I'm kidding. I want to welcome everybody to the world according to Ben Stein. And there is America's humble servant, Ben Stein. You got to turn your, Ben is connecting his audio. Ben is in this in the if you can
Witness
hear me,
protection program.
I could unmute him.
Please do.
Okay, there we are. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm good. You got to speak up a little bit.
Well, I think we need to turn off the audio, video, or audio or something because I am speaking pretty loud.
Okay, so
Okay.
you're perfect. I want to welcome everybody to the world according to Ben Stein. And we just lost Ben Stein, but I'm sure we will get him back. And if you just tune, if I want to thank everybody for watching us for what probably is our last show on YouTube. I want to tell everybody to please go find us on Facebook at the world according to Ben Stein. And of course, please like us on Parler at Ben Stein. We're trying to do this a little remote tonight, Ben being in with the swamp that
Washington,
is
D.C.
Washington, D.C., but in the most beautiful place in the swamp, the Watergate.
I have a very beautiful home.
Yes, you do. And
This is
the
a
reason.
remarkable thing, by the way. I mean, as if, I mean, if anybody is listening to the audio version of this, what they're not seeing is that for the first time in the history of this program, Benjamin J. Stein is not wearing a tie.
And there is a good reason for that, comrade. It's because I earlier tonight went on a tour of some of the beautiful sites and monuments of Washington, D.C. by night, and it's cold there. It's damn cold there. So I wore this very nice warm sweater and a jacket over it and a coat over that. And I was still cold. So now I'm back in my co-op, and frankly, I'm still cold, but maybe I should put my jacket on. No, I'm just, and God bless you for that. Thank
And
you.
I want to welcome everybody out there, and let's get straight to it because the top first topic we want to talk about tonight is obviously the U2's banning of the word voter. What is it? Election fraud, voter
Election
fraud.
fraud, voter fraud. Are we still on the air right
Yes.
now? We just said it. I
Yes,
guess we're
voter
still
fraud,
on.
voter fraud, voter fraud. It's like Beetlejuice, 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 Ben. And I want to bring this up. You are allowed pretty much on YouTube to talk about the Russia hoax. You're allowed to talk. Anti-vaxxers have a channel. You're, 9/11 hoax. The 9/11 people. That you have the you have hate speech from BLM. You, I mean Ben Boychuk. I mean Ben. There are tons of examples of on YouTube, Ben Stein, of absolute crazy.
Amazing. Boys, you have to be quiet. Sorry, not you, sir.
It's okay if
My
I need to be quiet. You
friends
can.
here.
Oh boy.
Okay, Ben
And
Stein, what do you?
this is a small dwelling compared to what I usually am.
What say you though?
About what you just said,
Yes.
it's the most outrageous thing I've seen in terms of violation of the principles of the United States of America ever in my lifetime. This is a clear demonstration of how we have to do something, either in terms of litigation or in terms of business formation, to overcome this attack on free speech. I mean, this is a blatant, serious attack on free speech. It shows the mistake we've made letting these private business, so-called, monopolies become so big that they can essentially override the free speech provisions of the Constitution. It's a very, very, very serious matter. Terribly, terribly serious. I would say this is as serious a constitutional law matter as has occurred in my lifetime.
So in entertainment, they have something called standards and practices.
Yes.
And I said today, I think to you and Ben Boychuk, I think I said, you know, in order for there to be double standard, you need to actually have standards. And these companies, these big tech companies, seem to have zero standards.
Well, they have a, yes, unfortunately, that's not true. I mean, they have a standard the same way the Chinese Communist Party has a standard. It cannot attack the ruling class. It cannot attack the party elites. And the party elites in this case, unfortunately, very unfortunately for all of us, are party elites who are hostile to many of the ideas of the Constitution. I mean, the Constitution clearly has in mind that we should have free speech. And very clearly, the people at YouTube, God bless them, I'm sure they're fine people, they clearly have in mind that we should not have free speech. So that's a very, very serious matter, terribly serious. So much of the free speech that takes place in the United States of America and in the world today is on the internet. To ban entire giant portions of it that are hostile to the ruling class, it's a terribly serious matter.
So I would have to argue with you and say they are not very fine people. But I want to get to somebody who goes down.
Probably very fine.
But I want to go to somebody who goes down the YouTube rabbit hole like I do and has probably found some of the craziest videos online, which is Louis Fine. And I forgot to introduce him. But
wait a minute. I want to know about this. Wait, guys, you have to be quiet and you have to.
I forgot to introduce Ben Boychuk, managing editor of AM Greatness, of American Greatness, and of course Louis Esoteric Fine, the king of Nixon trivia. But Louis, you have been down every YouTube rabbit hole. So if you were to type in UFO or 9/11 or all these things, you would see tons of fake stuff.
Yeah, I went in, you're talking about rabbit holes or wormholes. I ended up on The World According to Ben Stein, and I mean, a disaster. By the way, congratulations to Ben Stein, who went to Washington, D.C. to raid the remainder bin of Breeches of Georgetown and whatever else was left in his late father's closet and or at a thrift store. I like your sweater, sir.
Thank you, sir. Actually, this is a sweater I bought at the Palm Desert Brooks Brothers, but thank you very much. And I appreciate it. And I wasn't raiding anything. This apartment belongs to me. I bought it with my own hard-earned money in well, here in Washington, D.C.
But you remember Breeches?
Very well. Great store. Great. I bought a blue velvet suit there when I was thin enough to wear such a thing and not seem like a total lunatic. I guess I was a total lunatic.
You know what? One word. Pimp. About YouTube, here's the problem. If you're a reporter or a professor or a statistician, and you choose to examine the 2020 election, and you post a video about it, calling into question certain assertions, will that video then be taken down, while at the same time, coming back to Judah's point about standards and practices, you go two channels over and there's a 9/11 truther, or there's a video about Holocaust denial, or there's a video about some other absurdity, including a lost film crew that had literally unearthed they, with shovels and pickaxes, the lost world of Atlantis in Antarctica. So what are the standards and practices?
Ben Boychuk.
Well, I agree with Ben Stein that the standards and practices are those that conform to either protect the ruling class or conform to the whims and caprices of the socialist millennials who are working in these tech companies now. It occurs to me, and I might have mentioned this on the program before, but it occurs to me that all of my Marxist communications professors 30 years ago were right. And these were guys like Herb Schiller and Dan Hallen, and there are a few others who wrote books about the dangers of corporate consolidation of media. And, you know, this was all stuff that at the time, and their idea was you would have to have a democratic, small d democratic, really socialist style media where there's state oversight of everything. And you know, ultimately though, the critique of the consolidation of media was correct. And that what we see with new media companies and social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, and the rest is exactly coming to pass as those crazy Marxists thought.
What say you, Ben Stein?
Absolutely right. And of course, the amazing thing is the hypocrisy of these people is breathtaking. They are, of course, plutocratic dictators, and yet they think of themselves as socialist egalitarians. So that's the beauty of it. This is something I noticed, by the way, when I first moved to Hollywood in June of 76, that the people who made fantastic amounts of money in the media were people who claimed that they were the part of the revolutionary class. Excuse me, I see this, by the way, now this has spread, to, of course, to Silicon Valley, and of course to Wall Street, and of course to the lobbyists, and they don't make fabulous, so that's when they make money. And they really think they are the revolutionary vanguard when they are in fact old-fashioned banana republic dictators with the most reactionary ideas imaginable on freedom.
So that's a great point. And Lewis and I both share this wormhole experience. And I want to get back to Lewis, something you brought up, because I think it's extremely important. Listen, I know out there, you know, the alien thing, whatever. I'm not going to argue with people on that about. But when it comes to some of the crazy channels, Lewis, they have, that you could just get into a wormhole over with these 9/11 truthers, with the, you know, the anti-vaxxers.
Forget about that. You know you're in a pandemic when you're watching podiatry procedures on a loop, and 2 hours have gone by, and you're fascinated by, and you've learned more about the about how vascular a I'm going to pronounce it like Judah, a granuloma. How what's the word? Granuloma. That's going to be my safe word. Granuloma. You end up on these channels where everyone is an authority. And I asked myself, I wonder how many cold cases have been solved via people sitting on their asses during this pandemic watching YouTube.
That's actually a great point, Ben Stein. Is that, but I want to ask you,
Lewis.
Lewis is the good looking.
He's Ben Stein.
Yes. And I said that was a great point, that I want to go to Ben Stein. So, Ben Stein, when you moved out here in 76, you've written about this for the better part of 40 some odd years, at least. In your wildest dreams, did you ever think there would be this type of suppression of speech by a major?
No, I did not. I never dreamed there would be such a thing as the internet, I might say. I need a saucer. I never dreamed there would be such a thing as the internet. I never dreamed that there would be such a thing as the internet dominating conversation. I never dreamed that there would be the incredibly total control of the media that the left wing in America has. And it's shocking. And I never dreamed that we'd have a presidential election in which so much clear evidence of voter fraud was brought out, and yet very little seems to have been done about it.
And if anybody just tuned in, you are listening to The World According to Ben Stein. We are all on remote tonight. Ben, of course, from the famed Watergate. And I want to welcome everybody that's listening on YouTube. We appreciate your comments. We're going to get to the lawsuits after, but I want Ben Boychuk to tell people where they could find us.
Well, thanks for watching on YouTube. I assume we're live. We haven't been pulled down yet. That's great. I would encourage you still to subscribe to the channel, even though we may not be here very much longer. Please like us on Facebook at The World According to Ben Stein. And above all, well, actually, before that, if you happen to listen to this via audio, you're going to find us on all kinds of wonderful platforms, from iTunes to Stitcher to Spotify. But above all, most importantly, since so many of you are big-time Parler fans, follow us on Parler at Ben Stein.
I want to welcome everybody back to The World According to Ben Stein. So right now, as of this moment, sir, there are over 20 states that have joined up with the Texas lawsuit, bringing it to the Supreme Court. So my question is, let's forget if it's going to happen or not, or any of that stuff. Are they allowed to be on YouTube? Because they're fighting, they have a lawsuit going that's probably going to be accepted by the Supreme Court. Will YouTube ban them?
That is a very, very good question. And indeed, under the Constitution, the Supreme Court has original jurisdiction of lawsuits between states, and I assume among states. So I think the Supreme Court will have to take it up. And if YouTube bans that, it will be, as we Jews say, a shonda, meaning a shame. And it would be a major league disgrace. And I think at that point, we might be in for some litigation. Although, again, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging free speech. It doesn't say that those people in Silicon Valley shall make no law abridging free speech. But something's going to have to be done. Maybe it won't be done. I mean, if it is, let me just put it this way. If it isn't done, it's the end of the Constitution. It's an extremely serious matter.
I want to bring up, you know, I was watching Shark Tank last night on MSNBC, and that's where the former Fox News midday guy jumped ship to because he wanted to report the truth.
Well, who was this, please?
Shepard Smith. And as his promo to his show last night, I kid you not, was something with COVID and the perfect COVID gifts. Good move, Shepard Smith, for jumping over to nothing, of course, about the 20 states that are in this lawsuit. So forget about the fact that you can't even talk about it on certain mediums, Ben. Medians aren't reporting it. Mediums.
It's stunning and it's horrible. And I feel very badly for my son and my granddaughter who are going to have to live in an America very, very different from the wonderful America that I knew and have known up until very, very recently. It's breathtakingly horrible. I don't know what to say about it. I would think that somewhere there would be a court that would say something like YouTube is so big that it approximates the federal government, and therefore it is covered by the First Amendment. I think we talked on an earlier show about emanations from the Constitution about privacy that allowed us to take several steps to the Griswold versus Connecticut and then to Roe v. Wade to end prohibitions on abortion. And I think an intelligent and far-seeing judge could see that this was basically an emanation from government that was being employed here to stifle free speech and would do something about it. I would hope that would happen, but I can't be sure it would happen, but somewhere in this great country, I would think there would be a judge who would say that, and that case would be on its way to the Supreme Court, and then we would have some real excellent discussion.
Ben Boychuk, you had a friend that wrote a brilliant piece when it was just one state that was doing the lawsuit. Now there are 20 states on board. And what say you on this issue?
Oh, well, I kind of wanted to ask a follow-up to Ben, actually. That's a kind of a hypothetical. There is a real case right now. The news, I guess it was yesterday, that the Federal Trade Commission and 48 state attorneys general are suing Facebook, not YouTube, but Facebook, that Facebook is under antitrust. And I wonder if there may be a route to justice using antitrust laws, Ben Stein.
Well, let me just tell you, if I may, that I spent a good part of my youth working for the Federal Trade Commission.
Right.
Not for the antitrust division, for the Consumer Protection Division. But I do know a bit about antitrust. I taught antitrust for a while at American University. Pepperdine University in Malibu. And I think a very far-seeing and intelligent judge would say, if this is so big that 48 of the 50 states join in to break it up, it approximates the government, and therefore the First Amendment should apply against it.
And is there any precedent for something like that?
That I do not know, sir, but I do know this, that there was no precedent for the penumbras and emanations cited by the court in the Griswold versus Connecticut that led to more or less unrestricted abortion. So that's no one. I think if you had asked in 1948, let's say, would that be possible that the court would make up out of thin air penumbras and emanations, and no one would have believed that possible. But it did happen, and it changed the life of America in a big, big, big way. And I think a far-seeing judge might see his or her way to doing it that way. Now, bear in mind, the penumbras and emanations thing went in the direction of the left wing of America, especially the feminists, wanted to go. This goes in a way that, that the old-fashioned people who believe in the Constitution wanted to go. So will a court go that same way? I don't know. We have some pretty good people on the Supreme Court now, some pretty damn good people.
Which goes to the next point, Ben Boychuk.
Real quick, though, Ben. Do we really want to encourage that kind of mischief? The penumbras and emanations thing was, as you say, manufactured. Do we want to encourage that kind of mischief in making constitutional law?
I think what we want to do is encourage getting back the Constitution. If it takes some mischief to get back to the Constitution, I think we want that mischief. I think this what's been done to the Constitution by our friends in Silicon Valley is so dramatically wrong and outrageous to the idea of liberty that if a court wants to take some liberties and getting back to that, I think it's got to be done.
So with these lawsuits going on right now, do you have any faith in the process that they'll hear this case and rule in its favor?
But I mean, the 20 states versus Georgia case?
Versus Pennsylvania.
I have a lot of confidence that the justices will hear it. I mean, I think it's in the Constitution that they have to hear it. Unless we have justices so badly misinformed that they have not read the Constitution, that would be a very great shame. But I think they'll hear it, and I think they'll hear the 48 states versus the giant internet media company. I think they'll hear that too. I have to say, the cunning of the lawyers who will be working for the big guys versus the FTC is very, you'll be shocked. And I can tell you that as a lawyer at the FTC, the ability of wealthy companies to employ very, very good legal talent is quite impressive.
Lewis, do you have any faith in this lawsuit?
No. I think, in fact, I would rule against it because the Supreme Court, I wouldn't even hear it because
I think the Supreme Court,
well, if they have to hear it, I would still rule against it, not because I believe Joe Biden is the legitimate president-elect, but for two reasons. Supreme Court is not a trier of fact, and it's very difficult, if not impossible, to make a persuasive argument if you are the state attorney general for Texas. You're the attorney general of Texas, and you say there's fraud in these other states. And if I'm a justice, I'm going to come back and say, wait a second, those states in that you are questioning have had their votes certified, and you are asking us to presume that the elected officials in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, whatever states Joe Biden won, that we are to subvert their democratically elected governors and legislators and make a decision based on evidence that we as a court will not hear, cannot hear, and thus must dismiss this case.
Well, I must say with the greatest possible respect to whoever your law professors were, I keep forgetting where you went to law school. I'm sure it was somewhere wonderful, but I will tell
Howard. Howard, not far from where you are.
He's kidding, of course.
But anyway, okay. Let me just say, with respect, may I say, I was taught in law school by very smart people, including the very fabulously smart Robert Bork, that basically the court can do any effing thing it wants. It's required by the Constitution to hear this case. It may very well say what you said, but it's required to hear this case. And appeals courts, obviously the Supreme Court is the ultimate appellate courts often look into the facts of the case. It is commonplace for appellate courts to look into the facts of the case. I agree they shouldn't. I agree. It's generally speaking that they should, generally speaking true, they shouldn't. But it's commonplace for them to do it. And this is an extremely, extremely special case.
What say you, Ben Boychuk?
So yeah, as I understand it, as I understand what Texas is alleging, and the other states that have joined the lawsuit are saying, is that essentially the four states that they're suing engaged in unconstitutional practices
right.
in their conduct of the election, right?
Or they said it was flatly unconstitutional.
Right. And so therefore, a common response to Texas's lawsuit has been, what business is it? Because I think even John Cornyn, the senator from Texas, in questioning the prudence of this lawsuit, said, what business is it of the great state of Texas to say how Michigan should conduct an election? But that's not really what, because he didn't read the complaint. That's not really what the lawsuit's about. What the lawsuit is essentially saying is the corrupt practices of these four other states, of course, affect the great
exactly.
state of Texas and these of 20 course. Other states now.
That affect every voter in Texas.
Exactly. That's right.
Because because right. And it's not, again, with the greatest respect to Howard Law School, where Lewis went to law school, which I'm sure was a lot of fun, there was there are so many cases where appellate courts agreed are not supposed to look into evidence, but do. And of course, the Supreme Court could, on the most expedited basis imaginable, throw it back to a federal district court and say, you've got to look at the evidence, you have a week to look at it, or you have 5 days to look at it, and then get it back up to us immediately and let us know you've got some evidence, you get it back up to us. We'll work nights and weekends to get an opinion to you. And by the way, this whole idea that there's a deadline, that there's a safe harbor deadline, is a joke. I mean, that's just something that the media and the Democrats made up.
And I just wanted to bring up quickly about what you just brought up, is that there are so many states in this right now. It's surprising that Florida hasn't joined in. I was looking to see if they have a Republican attorney general. You know, why wouldn't the court look at these things and say, you know, we side with them? I mean, because there's going to be two disenfranchised sides right now, sir. You know, that's the argument in Pennsylvania, right? We don't want to disenfranchise voters. But what about the Republican voters?
Well, wait a second, and I'd like to bounce back to something else. With respect to Lewis, who of course is a terribly knowledgeable guy, and we all believe that firmly, it is not a trivial matter that the Constitution gave original jurisdiction to the Supreme Court for state versus state lawsuits. So obviously it was considered that there would be something going on in a state in which required the legal intervention of another state.
And if you just tuned in, you are listening to The World According to Ben Stein. I want to thank everybody that's watching and listening to us on YouTube right now for as much longer as we'll be on. Ben Boycha, can you please tell people where they could find us?
Please like us on Facebook at The World According to Ben Stein. Maybe still subscribe to the YouTube channel, but we are on Rumble. We need to populate our channel on Rumble, and we are looking at other platforms. Follow the podcast, the audio version of the podcast, on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. If you happen to like us or subscribe to us on iTunes, give us a good rating if you wouldn't mind. And most importantly, get your friends on Parler and follow us at Ben Stein.
I want to welcome everybody back to The World According to Ben Stein. Everybody is on location tonight. But one of the things I wanted to bring up is...
Wait, Lewis. I'm sorry, Judah. Let Lewis answer the question that Ben posed, or the comment that Ben posed before we broke.
If you please.
Please.
So I'll answer it. And I also have a question, unrelated, but still important. The problem is, and again, I am playing devil's advocate. The problem is there is no court finding in any one of these states that was favorable to President Trump. So none of the people arguing this case can point to a ruling when they go before the Supreme Court and say, the district court in Pennsylvania or the district court in Georgia or in Wisconsin ruled against the state and called into question based on evidence that was introduced that the election, the outcome of the election in this state and that state and that state should not have been certified. We don't have that case. Bear in mind, I highly suspect that there was fraud. Can I prove it? Or has it been proven in a court of law? Unfortunately, not. By the same token, do I believe O.J. Simpson killed two people? Yes. If I had served on the jury, however, based on the case the state presented, I would have voted to acquit, which does not mean...
You're crazy. They found her blood in his bedroom.
I'll tell you what's crazy. You traveled across country with your own art. You're in a hotel room and you hang your art on the walls.
This is my home. It is the hotel room.
Then explain to me.
Back. Okay, Lewis, I want to welcome everybody back to The World According to Ben Stein. We want to move on a little bit though to a different topic. For 4 years, Ben, on forget about YouTube, on every major media network, we've had fake news. We know this to be the case. We've had Adam Schiff probably being one of the worst of them. He's a Russia hoaxer. But now we have, and secondly in his cabal was Eric Swalwell, right? From our lovely state of California, one of the biggest pieces of garbage in America, who got honeypotted by an Asian lady.
And allegedly.
Don't say anything bad about Asian ladies.
Allegedly.
Sorry, Ben Boychuk?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. Allegedly my ass. When it comes to Eric Swalwell, there is no allegedly. The guy's a scumbag galore. Him and Adam Schiff should be stuck in a cell together somewhere in the Indian Ocean. And he got honeypotted. He's in charge of the
Intelligence Subcommittee. It's a big deal.
Yeah. He's a big deal. And that was my point yesterday, was huge story. And Shep Smith, who left Fox for good reporting, not one report on this douchebag getting into trouble. And I'm sorry, I can't, like, Eric Swalwell is the lowest sack of whatever.
May I back up a little bit, Counselor? Yeah. What else has he done that makes him so horrible? I mean, I don't doubt that you'll have
He's lied answer. For 4 years. He's lied about Trump for 4 years without proof. Him and Adam Schiff for 4 years promised that they had evidence on Russia night on television.
Right. Well, that's right. But of course, it's shocking and that isn't covered. We're getting into a very frightening area of daily life here in America, which is absence of free speech and absence of intelligent debate. It's a very, very serious matter. And terribly, terribly serious matter. Terribly, terribly serious matter.
And by the way, Ben Boychuk, you've scared everybody. We're not leaving YouTube. We're guessing that we are going, might be blocked.
Are we still live?
Yeah, we are looking at other forums, one of them being Vimeo, one of them being Rumble, and other outlets. So we're not going anywhere, people. But getting to it, getting back to it, they allowed him on television for 4 years, 4.5 years, all of these people to spread these hoax rumors, Ben Boychuk. And now, all of a sudden, it's okay.
Oh, well, look, I know Lewis has a good take on this, but I think it is fascinating that, you know, it's been all Russia all the time, but the reality is China is our greatest enemy and our certainly our greatest challenge. And the idea that
incredibly good hot and sour soup, though. So I forget that.
Oh, yes. And that's not for yes,
it's American Chinese, specifically Jewish.
Chinese. Oh, is that right, Lewis? They don't have it in China.
Maybe
I would imagine Bear's Paw. It's a little different, but Ben Boychuk, get back to it.
No, so the point is, it's been all Russia all the time, which is odd, really, because it's odd coming from the Democratic Party, which is the same party, the party of Ted Kennedy, that tried to assure the Soviets that he could help prevent. Was it 1980 or 84 that Ted Kennedy tried to assure the Soviets that they would do their best to thwart Ronald Reagan's election? I can't remember which year it was, but
it must have been 84.
It's 84. Yeah.
Okay. God, but wait, who just said that so surely? Was that Lewis? I'm very impressed. God.
Yeah. Only because, well, Bob Schrum was sitting with Ted Kennedy watching the 1980 returns, and they had no love for Jimmy Carter. And Ted Kennedy said, according to Schrum, I paraphrase, these people are nuts, thinking that Carter was going to pull through and win.
Well, the point is, so the upshot of these are people who, during the Cold War were very much about the Russians love their children too, as Sting put it. And now it's the Russians are our mortal enemy. In fact, the Chinese are our mortal enemy. And so it's not difficult to imagine that the real concern about quote unquote misinformation or disinformation that we've had to contend with for many, many years comes from China and not Russia. And so here we are, and it's not just Swalwell, by the way. Dianne Feinstein, the senior senator from the
Great driver. State of California.
If you tell me that she is a Chinese honeypot agent, I am going
no.
to- No, nobody's getting honeypotted by Dianne Feinstein, but her driver was
infiltrated.
A Chinese spy.
She was infiltrated. And yeah. So
really? I mean, you're talking 60 years ago at least.
No, we're talking, seriously, we're talking a year.
Is that true, Judah? I can't tell whether you're teasing or not.
This is absolutely correct. Wow. The Chinese have become much more brazen about saying, look, we have agents of influence. We have agents up and down, to the highest reaches of the United States government. And in culture and in politics and everywhere. And so, as we've distracted ourselves as a people with the supposed authoritarian dangers of Donald Trump and the supposed, manipulations of Vladimir Putin, China has been laughing all the way to the bank.
What say you, Lewis?
Yeah, but they're laughing at our bank, so we own them.
Well, Ben Boychuk is right. But FDR was aware of this. There were Asians in all levels of government, and he knew how to solve it. Or did you say agents? Well, be that as it may. Here's why the House Intelligence Committee is an oxymoron. You sit on it, you're Eric Swalwell, Swallow, whatever your name is, okay? And a woman with no past named Fang Fang.
No, that's the best part of everything. Her name is Fang Fang.
Yeah, like a bad Bond villainess out of nowhere shows up and is able to live on a House staff person's salary, which is a pittance, and you, as a member of the Intelligence Committee, won't say if you had sex with her, but the FBI has come out and said she's had sex with at least two mayors, and she's also been involved in several Democratic campaigns. But this woman with no past, who is able to bundle millions of dollars in Democratic campaign money, whose name is also Yang Yang, and you're a member of the House Intelligence Committee, and you don't say for a second. This doesn't.
That's
That's
a brilliant point, Lewis. That is a brilliant point.
Bang,
but
bang.
This is one final thing. This is what is infuriating.
No, it's a good Lewis.
I know there is a real Yang Yang. She is 65 years old. She is a poet. She is an author, and she has a diary that was recently translated and published here in the West, though she lives in mainland China. Called the Wuhan Diary, and it is based on her experiences cataloging the Chinese government's lies. And at the same time, there's this other Yang Yang, which brings me to the Sinatra's version, performed both by Nancy and Frank. But if you're going to bang Yang Yang, then don't be surprised if she, well, seasons came and changed the time when I grew up, I called her mine. She would always laugh and say, "Remember, we used to play? Bang, bang! She shot me down."
Oh, that's a great song.
I know. That's a great song.
Lewis, I have to say, I'm not allowed to say this, but you are hilariously funny. I have to say, I know Judah's got to fly through the sky to come get me. But you are hilarious.
Oh, Ben, by the way, you know you're on quarantine. When you know there's a form you have to fill out, and you have to quarantine when you come back here for 14 days. So I you know, and if they drive by your house and you're not there, you get the first fine is 500. The second is jail.
Okay.
And all I know is I'm telling. Call Aram. I left a message on Facebook saying Ben's in town. So if you don't call him, there's going to be a row.
I'll call him tonight.
But getting back to it, Ben Stein, Intelligence Committee, Eric Swalwell, how easy is it how are we these people on the Intelligence Committee?
Well, are you kidding? I think we addressed that quite a while ago when I said that Mr. Nixon had told my father, "You have to remember, Herb, that most of the Republicans in the House aren't fit to be dog catchers." And I'm sure he was a very wise man, that he would have included Democrats if he had thought about it.
What say you?
I want to know, Miss. Where is Miss Fang Fang now? Has she been arrested? Is she in prison awaiting?
She's in China. She left.
She left. Yeah. By the way, here's the hypocrisy.
They had pictures of her on TV. She didn't look that cute.
Here's the.
Wait a minute, somebody. Oh my God, somebody's calling me. It's Fang Fang.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Here's the hypocrisy of it. Remember a couple of years ago when the NRA got honeypotted by that person that was going all around?
The Russian gal.
The Russian gal. Huge story that Swalwell brought up. Now, irony, Eric Swalwell doesn't just cut it. Ben, the reason it makes me so angry is I just have such animus for these people, these double standards of Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Maxine Waters and all of these degenerates in the Democrat House.
Judah, may I respectfully tell you something? Tonight, my incredibly talented friend, Bob Jove, me and a couple of very dear friends around Washington to see some of the greater memorials of Washington by night. And one of them was to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a very beautiful memorial. And I was saying to one of the people in my entourage who was not as familiar with FDR as he might have been, I was saying he was a great man, no doubt about it, but he was the biggest racist you ever saw in your life. And when he was told that the U.S. should take in more Jewish immigrants who are about to be killed by the Nazis, he said, "America is for Northern European Protestants. It's not for Jews." And somehow that is almost entirely forgotten now. Okay, that's the way the ruling class can deal with its own. I guarantee you there are no memorials to Richard Nixon, who saved Israel. There are no memorials There are no memorials to Ronald Reagan who saved Israel. There's a memorial to Ronald Reagan. There's no memorials to Nixon who saved Israel. The ruling class makes the rules. That's the way it is. The ruling class is called the ruling class because they make the rules.
And if you just tuned in, you are listening to The World According to Ben Stein. Of course, we have Ben Stein, Lewis Fine, and Ben Boychuk from American Greatness. If you just tuned in, I want to thank you. Ben, please tell people where they could find us, and they will be finding us for quite a while.
Well, subscribe to us on YouTube. Assuming we're not banned, we may literally be banned as I'm speaking, but assuming we're not banned, subscribe to the channel. We're going to Rumble. We're going to find other platforms. It's going to be fine. We will work it out. So subscribe to the YouTube channel. In the meantime, assuming you have no moral objections. Follow us on Facebook at The World According to Ben Stein. Subscribe to the audio on places like iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and three or four other places that I always forget. And above all, please follow us at Ben Stein on Parler and tell your friends, get off of these other idiotic social media platforms, frankly. Get on
social media platform.
I mean, Parler is a very, very fine place. And there's plenty of room to grow. And we're doing great stuff there. So definitely follow us on Parler at Ben Stein.
I want to welcome everybody back to the world according to Ben Stein. Hello, Bob, in the background. Lewis, go for it.
None of this, would you please? How about, can you do me a favor? Subscribe as a huge middle finger to YouTube by doing just that, subscribing. And when we move, you come with us. You're on the ground floor of an amazing opportunity with Parler and the world according to Ben Stein. I'm so passionate about this, I spat on my own screen.
I like what you just said. You're teaching Ben Boychuk a lesson. ABC, always be closing. Don't always be opening, Ben Boychuk. The last thing I want to get to is this, Ben Stein, is because we were discussing this for a long time, which is the Department of Justice, which really there's a lack of Department of Justice going on right now. Bill Barr has turned out to be an absolute embarrassment. And but one of the things we found out this week is that the case against Joe Biden's son, Hunter, they've been investigating it for what, 2 years now, for tax evasion, for getting a $2.8 million ring from, of course, China. And they buried the case. The New York Post story came out. They didn't verify it. It was all called fake news. They got banned from another company who I don't even want to bring up, Ben Stein. What happened? Again, I know what your answer is going to be, but do we even have a Justice Department?
Well, we have a Justice Department where the left-wing power players control it. Mr. Barr, I'm sure he's a fine man and a great guy. For all I know, he's looking for his own fang. He's going to be leaving government imminently. He wants a good job. There are many beautiful homes in the states in and around Washington, and he wants to have one. And why should he alienate the people who are the power players? They're the guys who write the big checks. Why should he alienate them by serving the cause of justice? What good does that do? Whoever made any money doing that?
Who was the last attorney general that you had respect for?
Bob Bork. He was a genius, an incredible, unbelievable genius, a thorough patriot. He was only in office a short while, but he was an incredible, unbelievable man. I can't describe you what a fine man and what a genius he was.
Ben Boychuk.
I concur. Bob Bork was a brilliant guy.
Superstar.
Actually, so the funny thing, and by funny I mean horrible thing, about the Hunter Biden story is that, again, as we've sort of the thread of this whole show has been the utter corruption of the media. Because you had, and the new media and social media in particular, because you had Twitter lock out the New York Post from
my fury
account.
From its you just account. Put your room number. You don't have to. You pay when you check out.
They had the New York Post locked out from its account because they published several groundbreaking stories about Hunter Biden's corruption. And Twitter took it upon itself to say that that was bogus, and they locked the New York Post out of its account.
Wow.
And you also had, you know, you had Facebook dispute it and the whole bit. And you had mainstream media publications, and you had Joe Biden himself in a debate with Donald Trump say, this is bogus, this has been debunked. You had 50 so-called intelligence professionals put out a statement saying this was Russian disinformation.
Yeah.
And as it turns out,
being one of them.
Yeah. And as it turns out, It's real. It was all real. We knew it was all real. But you had a media in particular that wanted to ensure that Joe Biden was going to prevail over the bad orange man. So, you know, here we find ourselves on this platform on YouTube waiting for, you know, waiting for the live stream to be cut off and waiting for all of our videos.
The Dr. Fauci of podcasts.
Yeah. By the way, hey, Ben, you want some Manuka honey or marmalade?
What are you like? What are you like? Praying?
Very good, Manuka honey. Strong. Anyway,
getting back to it, Ben. Boychuk.
No, listen. We're at the mercy of these bastards, and you know we ought not to be. And so, I would very much like for us to get off of YouTube. I would very much like for us to live stream someplace else. I would like for our videos to be hosted someplace that is going to be reliable. I want everybody who's watching this right now and everybody who watches this tomorrow to think about, you know, where we should be, where we ought to go. We ought to be on Rumble. We ought to be on platforms that are going to be safe for that, you know, platforms that respect free speech, platforms that respect the spirit of the First Amendment. Yeah, I'm getting to it. And we need to build something that is an alternative to the alternative. We need to go someplace and build something that is going to be a place where we can actually speak freely. And I hope
Ben,
it's over to you.
What I was going to say is, I think as we're talking tonight, I see an opinion, a possible opinion, which is from the court, which is that the penumbra as an emanation to the First Amendment are so powerful in favor of free speech that really the fact that it refers to the Congress doesn't really apply so much as the free speech part. And anyway, Congress has passed a number of laws that affect media companies. So obviously Congress has enabled the existence of these media companies, which are in turn shutting down free speech. So Congress has, in a roundabout way, shut down free speech, and therefore that has to be stopped. So was there Earl Warren who wrote the decision in Roe v. Wade? Was it maybe Lewis Fine could tell us?
Gary Blackman.
Now, who wrote it in Griswold?
Oh,
that's a good one. Oh, the penumbras and emanations.
Yeah.
I want to say that's Douglas, but I'm just making that up.
No, let's just say the Supreme Court went along with it so that it became the law. But there could be penumbras and emanations from the First Amendment, too. And those penumbras and emanations could say, if a private entity becomes so large and powerful that it approximates the state and its effect on free speech, then the free speech protections of the Constitution apply in that case.
It was right Douglas. Now, it was Douglas.
It was Douglas. God bless him. A commie, a thorough commie, but a very eloquent guy.
But Ben, right now you're referring to every media market.
So before we return to cave paintings and slingshots, we're still going to be on YouTube and Parler. So subscribe, I beg of you. And I want to make one final point about Falwell, whatever his name is.
Falwell's a great guy.
Right. Right. FBI comes to you and tells you that Yang Yang has banged two confirmed cases, Democratic mayors. There may be more. She's no longer working for you. And then media ask you a very simple question. Did you bang Yang Yang? And you say, I'm not going to answer that. You're married, you have two children. How about just lying? How about lying? I take offense at the question, and I am a married man with two children, but in short, no.
As I understand it, it wasn't just that. He actually told somebody, I can't answer that. It might be classified information.
That's great. Oh, my God.
And more than that, his whole family, like two of his family members had to defriend her on Facebook.
Like yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. So apparently she was.
I'm sorry. Two of whose family members?
Swalwell. Eric Swalwell.
Two of his family members had to be friends?
Yes, his brother and his father, I believe, were friends with Fang Fang.
You got to know how to lie. Even if there's video of her naked, you say she was trying to rape me. Thank God there's evidence of it. I want this woman prosecuted.
But Ben, getting...
Oh, my God, this is true. This is true. His father and his brother were in communication with Fang Fang on the
Yes, they were all friends. It was a family. It was, as the old TV show, it was a family affair of Fang Fang with the Swalwells. And you know, and here's the thing. He always, you know, listen, it might be, you know, I'm not knocking his father. God bless the Swalwell family. But this is what people see. And they go, you're banning us for saying the word fraud. But the head of the Intelligence Committee is,
Ben. No, he's not the head of the Intelligence Committee. No. That's
he's not that smart.
No, Swalwell is on the committee. It's Schiff who's chairman of the...
Oh, there you go. So, sorry, which is even more comical. God, I would love if Fang Fang and Schiff were Facebook friends too. That would be the trifecta of happiness. But getting back to it, the Justice Department, Hunter Biden, they kept it before the election, sir. I mean, I don't know what you do. This isn't just YouTube. This is every major media organization.
Honey, my dear friend, Judah, we are losing America. It's very sad. It's horrible. It's not just sad. It's horrible. It's frightening. America, the light of the world, is being lost to a bunch of Bolshevik billionaires.
Pretty much.
And by the way,
but I'm happier in my little Lewis part with my friends, Bob and Jeff.
Sorry?
I'm happier in my little co-op with my friends, Bob and Jeff.
And that's a whole
Listen, other. I'm not going to judge.
Yeah, that's
you. You do whatever you need to do.
As they say, what happens at the Watergate stays at the Watergate. But that's actually not true. And if you just tuned in, you are listening to a fun night of The World According to Ben Stein. Of course, subscribe, like Lewis says, always be closing. We will plan on being on YouTube for as long as we can, as long as they allow us. We are looking at other avenues. I want to explain to people the difficulties in other avenues. When streaming, just so people understand, we stream it from a certain technology that doesn't allow us to stream at the same time to Rumble.
We got
to
get off of Zoom.
It doesn't, right. It doesn't have that connection. So we are looking for different things, and I don't want to get too complex and too in the weeds on this matter, but it's these things are fluid. We will be uploading episodes to Rumble, The World According to Ben Stein over there. We encourage you to start following us over there too. But Ben Boychuk, please tell everybody where they could find you.
You can find me on Parler at BBOYCHUK3. That's B Boychuk 3. And by all means, please visit American Greatness at www.amgreatness.com. We're doing great reporting. We're doing stuff that Facebook hates, and yet our traffic continues to grow. And so we're very happy to have anybody who's watching join us, read our stuff, and please share widely.
Thank you. And of course, you can find Lewis Fine on Parler at L Fine. And of course, you could find myself at Judah Friedman, but most importantly, you could find Ben Stein at spectator.org for some of the sharpest reading material you will ever get to read. And of course, you can find them on Parler at Ben Stein. We're at 154,000. Help us get over that 155,000 threshold.
Please,
we need it. We need
place
it.
We're
begging
thing.
You. Like you said, always be closing.
Because if we don't do it, Ben's going to send another letter bomb.
This is what you do.
What are you talking about?
This is what another you do. Letter. You take your friend's phone, you put Parler on it, and you go to @BenStein and you follow them. You add another account to their name. You hit Ben Stein and you follow it. That's how you do it. Do that with YouTube too. Take everybody's phone from them and then just subscribe for us. Thank you. And I want to thank America's humble servant, Benjamin Jeremy Stein. I wish you safe travels. Good luck with the coming back on the questionnaire and the quarantine. I know you guys.
I think that's a bogus thing.
No. I promise you it's not. LA.
That's how I feel about taxes.
LA is making people quarantine coming back into the state for 14.
Well, where would I quarantine? I have.
No, they allow you to go home.
I don't even remember how many houses I have in LA.
Yes. Well, there you are. It's a luxury problem you have. I didn't say they were going to do Tom Hanks on you and you're going to have to sleep in the terminal. You will be able to go home. They ask you 5 questions.
What are the questions? Why is this night different from all other nights?
Correct.
Yes. Happy Hanukkah.
What are the others, Lewis?
But that's Passover. Have you been next to anybody? Are you sick? I don't know what the 5 questions are. I actually have them on my phone.
Why don't you tell me what they are? Yeah, you have them on your phone.
Are you now or have you ever been?
Yeah.
Associate of Yang Yang?
She wasn't called Yang Yang then.
What is the airspeed of an unladen African swallow?
Okay.
hold on. I don't.
It's not unlike the literacy tests that were imposed on blacks during the age of segregation. God. So if you can recite the Constitution verbatim in 15 minutes, I don't think you're going to have a problem.
Okay, by the way, I was at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial last night. Talk about an incredibly great man. And yet he owned many slaves. And yet he was also a great man.
And by the way, the FDR Memorial, he'd be apoplectic, no cigarette, and in his wheelchair.
Yeah. No cigarette. Okay, I know.
Just so you know, Ben, I by the way, I'll read it exactly for you because I don't want to bore the people. Persons arriving in California from other states or countries, including returning California residents, should practice self-quarantine for 14 days after arrival. These persons limit their interactions to their immediate household. This recommendation does not apply to individuals who cross state or country borders for essential travel. So you're an essential worker.
Absolutely.
You're an essential traveler. I want to thank everybody for listening to us. You can find us on Parler. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook. And you will soon to be finding us on Rumble. I want to wish everybody a good and safe night. Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. Happy almost Merry Christmas to our Christian friends.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
God bless and have a great night.
God bless you all.